Dear Van and Cheryl, please help us. Our son John, parentheses, finally moved out of the house onto his own. More parentheses, he's 20. It's about time.
Uh-oh.
Exclamation point.
That doesn't sound good.
My wife and I worry because he has a naive nature about certain things. He's wonderful at theater. He's in college for that. We're very proud of him. In particular, though, he knows nothing about cars. And we're scared because he's on his own. He barely knows where to put the gas in the car. We're worried that he might get taken. Right now, John's car is in the shop, and it's his birthday. Please call him and teach him a valuable life lesson called, I should have paid attention when Dad talked cars. Here's how the call turned out.
Hello?
Hi, is this John O'Leary?
Yes, it is.
Hey, John, this is Clark Griswold from Down and Closer Automotive. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. How are you? How's my car?
We got some problems.
Really?
You brought it in for what, the suspension and alignment?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You know much about cars?
Not really. I don't want to divulge too much.
Well, let me lay this out for you. There's a problem with your headlights.
My headlights?
Yeah. Yeah,
What's wrong with them?
Well, did you notice anything funny when you brought them in?
No.
The headlight fluid is low.
The headlight fluid?
Yeah, the fluid that's in your headlights is low.
Ooh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Did you notice it leaking before you...
No, I didn't notice anything on the driveway.
Yeah, well, it's been leaking like crazy. I mean,
really? Is there a light that's supposed to go on inside the car on the dashboard there that tells me?
Thank God you got him in here when you did.
Wow. Okay. So...
What kind of fluid would you want us to put in the headlights?
Well, what kind is there?
Well, there's halogen.
Uh-huh.
And there's regular, and there's unleaded.
Uh-huh. Which would you recommend?
If it were me,
uh-huh,
I'd go with the halogen because you can
really
see, it's a little more expensive, but you can see better.
Uh-huh.
So you want us to top that off for you?
Yeah, please do.
It's
I didn't notice that. Yeah, go ahead and top that off.
Okay, that's $60.
Well, I guess I need it.
Okay.
Huh?
Another problem that we have is your tires are all messed around. Someone has taken your left-handed tires.
Yeah.
And they're on the right side of your car.
And really?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
And your right-handed tires are on the left-hand side of your car.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's really weird. Did you
I guess they're not ambidextrous tires, are they?
No. See, that's the deal. No. We got to move them back around. Did you notice a car, like, pulling over, like, to the other side?
Well, now that you mention it, I do have problems turning.
Really?
Yeah. Could that be the cause of it?
Oh, yeah. That's a symptom. Of fact, if it like pulled over to the other side of the road, kind of like you're driving in Europe, that could happen from having the left hand on the right hand and vice versa. So,
well, I don't want that to happen.
We need to switch them back around. It's $175 per tire.
Per tire?
Right.
Ooh, this is getting expensive. But I guess I need a fix.
Very dangerous. I mean, we got to take care of this. So that's about $700. Right there. The biggest problem we got right now, though, John, the transmission's all jacked up.
What do you mean?
You didn't notice?
No.
This car you brought it in doesn't have a transmission in it.
What, the factory didn't put one in?
I think there was one in there originally because there's some empty bolts, but this has no transmission.
What happened to it?
I don't know.
But I thought you needed one of those to drive.
Well, you don't. Normally you do. I don't know how you got it in here.
How much does one of those cost?
So you carry the knot, knot zero. I'm going to recommend before I give you the cost?
Yeah.
I'm going to recommend you get two of them put in.
Two.
Yeah, that way,
right, for safety.
For a guy who says he doesn't know anything about cars, you're on it.
Well, my dad taught me a little bit.
Yeah, sure. I can tell. We think if we put two in there, that way there's a backup should one go out.
Okay.
And it's going to be $5,800 and 32 cents.
Ooh.
That's without the labor, though.
Yeah, well, how much is it with the labor?
That's going to run you about $7,000 for that. Yeah.
Seven.
Right.
Total?
Yeah, yeah, with the labor. So, do you back out? Do you use reverse a lot?
Yeah, I back up a lot.
I'm thinking a way to save you money here. What if we left out the reverse on the transmissions? That could save you some money on the dual transmission.
How much?
Save you about $35.
$35?
Right. So that'd take you down.
Out of $7,000?
Right.
That's not a hell of a saving.
I'm trying to help you out here.
Well,
$35 each, it'll save you on each transmission. But you wouldn't be able to back out. You'd have to maybe get like a circular driveway. So altogether with the two trannies, $11,225.16 right now.
Ooh. Well, can you fax me the quote so I can tell my insurance company?
Well, the thing is, we've already done most of the work.
Why'd you do the work already? I didn't authorize it yet. I don't have that kind of money. I can't believe you didn't. You did the work and not even told me about all these charges.
Just trying to help you out. I want to get it done.
Well, it's not helping me out.
There's so much stuff to do. I mean, I want to get it done. I don't have all day to jack around with this car that you obviously haven't taken care of.
Sorry, but I don't have all day to jack around with trying to come up with $11,000.
But not my problem. Not my problem, John.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to talk to somebody about this because this does not sound right.
You want to talk to the manager?
I'd love to talk to the manager.
Hey, Van?
Yes, hello.
Are you the manager?
Actually, we're dual managers. There's two of us here.
Too.
Yeah. Van and Cheryl in the morning at KS95.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I almost had a heart attack.
Happy birthday, John. Your dad put you on a candid birthday call.
Yeah, well. You have to amuse yourself somehow.
What color would you like the transmission in?
Pink.
What you want, Van and Cheryl, they got it. What you need, they know all about it. KS95, can't turn it off, turn it on. KS95, just the biggest. Van and Cheryl. We'll be right back.